This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I'm sorry, I say into the phone. I think one of us is going through a bad sell or something. I thought I heard you say that you'd like the main character to be older. I chuckle good-naturedly and hope that my little joke will ease the tension of the telephone call. I'm on the phone with a TV network, you see, getting notes on a script. In Hollywood, writers don't really get paid to write. They get paid to get notes. But I've been doing this a long time, and I've learned that a little joke up front eases the tension and sends the message that while I am a writer, I am not insane and will not respond to every note with shrieks and insults. Hollywood, despite its reputation as an amoral shark tank filled with sociopaths and cutthroats, is a get-along kind of place. Confrontations, when they happen, and they happen rarely, occur mostly in snippy letters sent between lawyers. You know the type. Dear Bill, it puzzles me that you have yet to respond to my letter of last month when, as you know, my client was asked to remove himself from the studio without fair notice or cause. Perhaps your client, the studio, is still vainly attempting to wiggle out of its legal obligations to buy out my client's contract as well as maintain the lease on his BMW 645i. But as I know you'll have to agree, the morals clause of the existing employment contract specifically excludes statutory rape. Blah, blah, blah. The point is, out here we like to be nice. So I make a little joke on the phone. I thought I heard you say that you'd like the main character to be older. Because, I mean, how hilarious is that? A network executive asking for a character to be older? You see, according to market research, at a certain age, they peg it at 35, I think, a person just suddenly knows who he is, what he likes to eat, which beer he wants to drink, what car he wants to drive, how he wants to smell. And no matter how much money a company spends trying to convince him to smell spicier or sexier, he's not going to change. But the 18 to 34 crowd are disloyal brand sluts. They'll try a new beer, a new car, a new smell. They can be bought, in other words, and that makes them desirable. Like people. Yet all around me, I see childish, bouncy 40-year-olds getting tattoos and iPod Nanos and $600 blue jeans. I see 40-year-old men with interesting boyish haircuts wearing flip-flop sandals sliding down the beach path on their skateboards. And women in their early 40s and I'm being generous here, are texting each other during the Wilco concert at the Greek, downloading ringtones. What up? I say to myself, like the kids. Back to my phone call. No, you heard us right. We really need you to make the main character older. But, I say, still not getting it, the script we're talking about, the script you bought, is about young people in their 20s working at their first jobs. Can it be about old people in their 40s working at their last jobs? I did that show for you 5 years ago, and you canceled it because it skewed too old. We remember. Ironic how things change, huh? Look, we know this is weird, but we've just been crunching the numbers, and advertisers really want to capture the 35 to 50 demographic. Apparently, older people are now experimenting more with brands and fashion and personal appearance. 40 is 30 with money. Wow. Make everyone older, I say to myself as I trace a finger along the discreet tattoo on my left calf. Old is the new young. Weird turn of events. So I put away my skateboard, load a new playlist onto the iPod Nano, and get down to work. It's refreshing to finally be acting my age. Well, that's it for this week. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at KCRW.com.